Good morning. Welcome back to the Tuesday. It's still Tuesday. FLX Morning at 8:38. And I think my email went into a black hole somewhere. We do have Finger Lakes Health, and that means we have Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you today?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I always ask you about any news or notes throughout the system or anything before we talk about colorectal cancer awareness today.
I know. I'm actually thrilled to talk about our topic because it's such an important one. I will share just a couple news and notes. Dr. Christensen has moved and joined us at Geneva Primary Care Practice. He had been previously in Penn Yan, so that's been recent. So things are rolling, and we are continuing always just really proud of our team to continue to just care for people.
I know last time you were here, we talked about recruiting and staffing. I know that's been a concern throughout the entire industry. How are you doing at attracting new people at Finger Lakes Health?
It is. We feel like we have such a great place to work, truthfully, that we are always hoping and welcoming new people. But indeed, we have opportunities in many, many areas. I was just thinking about even some of the more news with some of the local businesses have closed and things, and I'm hoping some of them will think of us and realize you can work right here in our community, right here in Geneva. Apply. We have lots of opportunities, lots of growth potential, always a chance to get tuition assistance if you want to continue to advance your education, as well as start in maybe an area. We do a lot of on-the-job training for people. If you've never worked in healthcare, there's a lot of jobs we can train you for, either clinical or non-clinical, so come on to join us. But today, I'm thrilled that we are going to talk about colorectal cancer awareness month. It is such an important topic. If you can't turn on the news without seeing that we're seeing an increase in colorectal cancer rates among younger people. We know that during the pandemic, people had many ORs got closed. Things got closed down. People had to miss screenings that are so critical. I know it's often something that people have some anxiety about, thinking they always think the prep is worse than it really is. I'm here to testify. It is not. But I'm so happy today that we have Dr. Anjanette Perez-Colon, who is one of our newer gastroenterologists, female gastroenterologist, which for many of us means a lot to have a choice of male or female at our Finger Lakes Gastroenterology Practice, which is right here on Preemption Road, just around the corner from the station. And we're thrilled because they do procedures both at the Finger Lakes Surgery Center as well as Geneva General Hospital Operating Room. Dr. Perez-Colon joined us 2 years ago after her fellowship training in the University of Rochester. So we feel very, very, we always feel lucky when we land such good ones. So we did, and she's here, and she's going to talk with us about some screening guidelines, why it's so important, and really how you can really, I think, help improve your quality of life and hopefully lengthen your life as well as people you love. So we'll talk a little bit with our expert.
All right, Dr. Perez-Colon, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure for me. Colon cancer, it's the third leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States. Therefore, we have developed screening for it. The gold standard will be a colonoscopy. Now, you probably will ask yourself, well, how can I get this? When should I start screening for colorectal cancer? In the past, you probably have heard that doctors will recommend colorectal cancer screening starting at age 50. Unfortunately, colon cancer now has been detected in young population at very early ages, as Laura just had mentioned. So because of that, we had to move our screening age to now 45.
I know the good news is that it's one of the most treatable cancers out there if it's found early, and we have the means to find it early. So there's really no reason for people to have to suffer with this if you go through the screening, like you said.
Exactly. That is actually very great news. Unfortunately, you know, cancer, it's many times very difficult to cure. Some cancers have worse prognosis than others. We're still working on cancer research to kind of cure them. But what could be better than preventing the cancer from starting? And colonoscopies can do that for you, because colonoscopies, what we do, we take a look throughout the colon where we are looking for small polyps. Polyps are benign lesions, but They are premalignant, what means they have mutations that could continue to transform into cancer. So our goal is to detect those lesions when they are small and still in the benign phase of, and then remove them. Remove them so they are gone. And in that way, we could prevent them to growth into cancer.
Now, I know some people, the whole idea of a colonoscopy kind of freaks them out a little bit. There's the fecal test that you can do at home. When is that appropriate versus getting the full colonoscopy?
Right. So I will say again, the gold standard for colon cancer screening will be colonoscopy. Why? It offers you not only screening for polyps, but also you can remove polyps that way. Now, fecal tests are, I will say, a great source for patients that are definitely not in the mood of getting a colonoscopy, which I will very happy to speak with in my office and to inform regarding risks and benefits and to explain the procedure better if that's what's holding the patient. But unfortunately for fecal tests, they could detect advanced lesions. When people have small polyps, they might not be able to detect them. And, you know, our goal is not to detect advanced lesions. Our goal is to detect small lesions before they can transform into cancer. Fecal tests are very useful to detect cancer. We don't want to detect cancer. We want to prevent cancer. That's our goal. And, you know, also, if you happen to have a fecal test, which I will support if you are really against having a colonoscopy, because that's a good start. I just want you to be screened. I just want you to prevent cancer. If you happen to have a positive test, then the next step will be a colonoscopy. And sometimes it is a stressful situation, honestly, for the patients to know, oh, now I have a positive test. May I have cancer? Multiple times it could be a false positive, but then the stressful situation of waiting for your colonoscopy could be prevented if you go ahead and just get your colonoscopy done on time.
And I do want to remind people, our Finger Lakes Surgery Center has had like a 99% patient satisfaction for many, many years going. It is a comfortable, convenient, private place. You go, obviously, our three gastroenterologists, so Dr. Perez-Colon, you're hearing from today, Dr. Diaz and Dr. LeGuider, along with the rest of our team who work at that practice, they're just so welcoming. They will be reassuring, in addition to our team in the OR and or surgery center. So I really want to say we want to demystify this process and say to people truthfully, again, better than not having anything, the fecal occult tests are better than not having something. However, unless you really have a physical reason that you can't go through the procedure, as Dr. Perez-Colon is saying, prevention versus treatment is really the route we want to go, knowing what we've seen, and also the fact that truthfully it's an incredible investment for yourself, for your family, to be able to prevent that kind of unnecessary worry. And for some people, they'll go and they might find they're set now and they're told they're good for 10 years. Some people it may be shorter, some people it may be 5, some people, but this is the beauty of being able to go and actually have, it's one of the very few things where we can both do the screening and have a treatment sort of both in this all at the same time. You don't end up finding out like mammography, you have the screening and then you find out maybe you need further testing, or if they do detect something, you then have to go through potentially a different treatment or a different surgical procedure. What's really honestly wonderful about this is it's literally all done at once, and you'll get the report afterwards. You probably won't remember as much afterwards about what they tell you, so you'll have a follow-up appointment to hear a little bit about the news, but you'll be given the information right then and there along with the person who's brought you up for your procedure and driven you. So I can't say enough about both our team, and I've had several myself, as well as some people come for, upper and lower at the same time, depending on what they have going on health-wise. So very often they can be accommodating to really reduce the number of times that you would need a procedure. And I just think we can't emphasize enough how important this is and how much we know. So if you have, maybe you're someone who has already gone through the screening and you can reassure some other people in your family by letting them know that it really is, it is nothing to be concerned about or fear. It really is just about plan it on your schedule, get it booked out. And we are booking out a little bit because of the change in the OR of last year's closure. We're really trying to make up for last time for people. So we're working super hard to get people in just so that they can be sure to stay on schedule.
Let's talk about, or go ahead.
No, I was going to say definitely COVID impacted us in many ways,
yeah.
as you know, as our patients, unfortunately. But as Lara said, we're working really, really hard to get on track and being able to, you know, we are committed for your health. We want the best for you, and we're working hard on getting everything on time, definitely.
So let's talk about treatment. First, if we discover polyps that are non-cancerous, are those removed surgically, or do we just watch them? How do we deal with that?
Right. So when we remove a polyp, we will, when we identify a polyp, sorry, when we identify a polyp with during colonoscopy, we'll remove it at the moment. And then based on how many polyps we remove, how they look under the microscope, how big they are, and also the family history. That's very important. We will determine when the patient is supposed to get their surveillance colonoscopy. If we happen to find cancer, then we'll connect with the surgeon and with the oncologist to kind of determine what is the best next step for the treatment of that very specific cancer that the patient has. Again, we don't want to find cancer. We want to prevent cancer. That's our main goal.
Right. Now, if people are at risk, for example, with breast cancer, if you have it in the family, you get screened earlier. Is colorectal cancer the same thing? Instead of 45, should you be screened earlier if there's a family history?
That's an excellent question. Excellent question. There are some people that are at higher risk for colon cancer and other cancers. When we say start screening at age 45, that's for average risk population, people with no family history of other cancers or colon cancer or hereditary syndromes that can predispose people for colon cancer or other cancers. If you happen to have any family history of cancers, please discuss it with your primary care doctor, because you may qualify for screening at an early age. There is people who actually, unfortunately, carry syndromes that predispose them for cancer, and they have to start at very early ages, like 20 years, to start screening for cancer. So if you think you may not be an average risk person, definitely, or if you're in doubt, definitely discuss it with your primary care doctor or even with us in the office. We'll be very happy to see you and guide you through.
Do we know why there's a higher incidence among African Americans, especially men? Are researchers figuring that out?
Yes, African Americans. We don't have it very clear why. We do think there is a genetic component they are carrying. We don't have it very clear, but definitely that's a considered high risk population. Also, other populations that are considered very high risk are those people that have a lot of red meat in the diet, also smokers. Those are, you know, maybe in your family you don't carry a mutation, but independent factors in your life can increase your risk even more. So those are very high-risk populations.
So we come back around to healthy lifestyle again. I always say when we have these talks, whatever we talk about doing is not just good for that thing, but it's pretty much good for anything. I mean, you know, stopping smoking, eating better, whether we're talking colorectal cancer or heart disease or any number of things, that's good advice for anyone.
It is. And we all know it's easier said than done, but we all know that sometimes it's those small steps. I also want to say while we're on that our Geneva General Surgical Associates, when we talk about treatment, we have the region's only colorectal cancer surgeon, Dr. Craig Collins, as well. So I think it's really important to recognize that in addition to a phenomenal team at Finger Lakes Gastroenterology, which, as I said, is right down the street, and their number is 315-787-5310. And of course, it's at 821 Preemption Road in a little medical complex, and we're suite 300 over there. But important to know that also Dr. Craig Collins is colorectal cancer screening, can do screenings, as well as certainly is the person that we would go to and refer to when people need treatment. And it's very nice that we have that team, that fantastic dynamic team of gastroenterologists working with colorectal cancer surgeon.
So take some Take some good advice here. Get screened. If you do have a problem, catch it early, because, again, if it's caught early, it's one of the most treatable forms of cancer there is. Dr. Perez Colon, thanks so much. Great to meet you. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding, and I hope we get to talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure, Laura, to be here. Before finalizing, I would like to also review some symptoms that, you know, if you're a little bit hesitant to get a colonoscopy, but you're experiencing any rectal bleeding, weight loss, abdominal pain, changing your bowel habits, no constipation, talk to your doctor. Those are, you know, red flags that may need a colonoscopy sooner rather than later.
All right, that's great advice. Thank thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you guys.
And Laura, thank you so much. As always.
My pleasure.
Thank you, as always.
All right, we get healthy with Finger Lakes Health every 2 weeks. It's 8:53 now on FLX Morning.